The lineups for the championship games in this year's Charles Lakin HDNL postseason tournaments in baseball and softball have been set. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Lakin tournaments in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including why it was a big week for the high school track and field athletes, how one former HDNL standout is enjoying a stellar spring playing for Stanford, why it was an historic week for local high school swimming, and why it will be a big weekend for local motorsports. But first up, the lineups for the Charles Lakin tournament finals have been set. Both tournaments got underway on Tuesday with two opening round games in each. In the baseball tournament, which is taking place at Bilotti Field across from the Redwood Acres in Eureka, defending champions McKinleyville overcame an early scare on the way to beating the Hoopa Warriors 6-3. The Panthers, who finished runners-up in this year's Big Five, trailed 3-2 going into the bottom of the fourth, but rallied with four unanswered runs to pull out a 6-3 victory. The Hoopa boys were making their first ever appearance in the tournament and came out ready to go, but they were unable to match the Panthers' firepower at the plate late in the game. Also on Tuesday, the Eureka Loggers cruised to a dominating 22-0 win over the Ferndale Wildcats in their tournament opener. Hoopa and McKinleyville also faced off in the softball tournament on Tuesday. Playing at the Arcata Sports Complex, the Panthers prevailed 6-1 to advance to Thursday's semi-finals. In the other opening round game on Tuesday, the Fortuna girls got the better of St. Bernard's 13-0. The Huskies, who finished second to Del Norte in this year's Big Five, turned a rare triple play to help preserve the shutout victory. Junior team ace Isabel Sanchez pitched a no-hitter for the win in the circle. The action continued on Thursday with two semi-finals in each tournament. In softball, the McKinleyville girls defeated a shorthanded Del Norte Warriors team in the opening semi-final by a score of 12-5. Del Norte was missing six players who had other commitments, including starting pitcher Shay Nolan. Later in the evening, the Fortuna Huskies took care of business in their semi-final against Little Four champion South Fork, winning 7-3. The Huskies, who lost last year's Lakin tournament final to Del Norte, will play the Panthers in this year's decider on Friday night at the Arcata Sports Complex. In the baseball semifinals, the Eureka Loggers defeated Del Norte 8-1, and the McKinleyville Panthers got the better of St. Bernard's 3-0. McKinleyville and Eureka will meet in the Lakin Tournament Championship game for the second straight year at Bilotti Field on Friday night, with first pitch set for 7 p.m. Last year, the Panthers prevailed 4-2. In local high school track and field, meanwhile, close to 100 PRs were set at last weekend's HDNL Championships at Fortuna High School. The girls' team competition went right down to the wire, with the Eureka Loggers barely edging the Arcata Tigers for the victory. Led by outstanding sophomore Elizabeth Rominger, the Loggers scored 135 points, just one more than the Tigers. Rominger medaled in all four of her events, including victories in the 200 and 400 meter races, as well as a second place in the 100 meters. Rominger was named the girls' track athlete of the meet. Del Norte junior Deacon Hanks also had a big meet, placing first in all four of his events on the way to being named the boys' track athlete of the meet. Hanks broke his own league record while winning the 100 meters, crossing the finish line in a time of 10.7 seconds. He also placed first in the 200 meters. The Del Norte boys comfortably won the team competition. The top athletes from the league will compete in this weekend's North Coast Section Championships. The Big Five athletes will return to Fortuna for their NCS meet on Saturday, which will be the first time the section championships have been held locally since 2008. In college baseball, meanwhile, it's been a good spring for former HDNL star Nick Dugan. The 2022 St. Bernard's graduate, who led the Crusaders to a thrilling NorCal championship in his final ever high school game, is in his third year playing for the Stanford Cardinal and is enjoying his best season yet on the college fields. After recording four wins combined in his first 2 years with the team, Dugan is 6-0 this spring, accounting for almost a quarter of the Cardinals' wins. He also has a team best ERA of 4.76 heading into a weekend series at North Carolina State. Back in the spring of 2022, Dugan closed out his high school career with a bang, winning three games in 8 days to lead the Crusaders to a NorCal championship. His legend was cemented when he took over in relief in the championship game and struck out all 13 batters he faced, to lead the Crusaders to a come-from-behind 7-6 win. Stanford is now 25-23 on the season, including a 9-18 record in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Elsewhere in local sports this week, Eureka sophomore Amelia Baugh led the HDNL charge at last weekend's North Coast Section Swimming Championships in what was a breakthrough season in the sport for the local league. The sophomore was one of five league swimmers to travel to Concord for the prestigious meet and the first Eureka logger to qualify in more than 15 years. She competed in two events over the weekend and placed in the top 20 out of 40 competitors in each. The impressive sophomore was seeded 37th in the 200 free and exceeded expectations with a 17th place finish. And Baugh saved her best for last, knocking 3.5 seconds off her previous best time in the event. She also placed 20th in the 100 butterfly. Arcata's Yogi True, Bryson Meyer, Hook Russell and Nathan Bareilles each also qualified for the section championships, matching the total number of Tigers to reach the NCS in the past 15 years combined. And rounding out a busy week of local sports, motorsports returns to the Redwood Acres Raceway this weekend with the season opening night of racing on Saturday. The 78th season at the local raceway kicks off with a packed night of racing action that includes the NorCal Legend Series, along with the Mid-City Motor World late models, limited modifieds, bombers and mini stocks. The grandstands open at 3:30 p.m. with racing starting at 5. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.